about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I can't stand it. I mean, CES is going on. I'm in the heart of CES, Consumer Electronics Show, and I haven't even gone yet. I haven't had any time to go. And I know there's all this cool stuff. I guess I was seeing Holland Cook put on one of the message boards that some of our BlackBerries can already act as an FM transistor, like a radio. Some of our BlackBerries, and I have an iPhone. So I want to find out what I can use my iPhone for. Right now, I just use it for Angry Birds. And I sometimes play solitaire, you know, the toilet games type of thing. But cool stuff. CES is one of the coolest conferences and meetings and conventions. And no, I still haven't had a chance to go. I've been so busy. Oh, it stinks. Well, how y'all doing? I know I'm depressed too. Hostess going bankrupt. I know. It's been a long, rough day with that news. I hope Michelle Obama's happy. I really do. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Ding Dong. I really am. I think Ding Dongs are very, very yummy. And again, it's a treat. You know, we really don't need the government telling us to, you know, cut back on our Twinkies. We're not stupid. Well, yes, there are some stupid people out there, but we don't need the government telling us we're stupid. So, I guess Hostess Brands, the makers of Twinkies, Snacky Cakes, and Wonder Bread, fell back into bankruptcy less than 3 years after completing an earlier restructuring. They do Ding Dongs. They do Drake's Devil Dogs. Those are the big ones. Nature's Pride Breads. And, of course, Hostess Cupcakes. Now, from what I understand, everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. They still won't be making the goodies. Right? It's just they're having some issues. I mean, the Twinkie, there's no way the Twinkie will go down. And I mean, there's no way. That Twinkie, didn't they do a study where you left a Twinkie out for 20 years and it still survived? Trust me, these Twinkies will survive. They will. They're strong. But it's just, you know, there is a growing trend towards eating healthy. And, you know, I mean, again, I don't want to criticize Michelle Obama too much. What I don't want is if people start to lose weight, she's not the one that gets all the credit. You know, I mean, you know, having government come in and, let's say tax like sodas. They were talking about the soda tax again, saying, well, the soda tax is going to cause people to lose weight. No, I don't think the government should get a pat on the back for people losing weight. That's what I don't want to see happen. All right. What I don't mind happening is, people losing weight because they're more educated. You know, that's what I don't mind. Just, you know, educate. I think a massive education type of, program, I think is fine. But starting to tax and, interfere with business, I think is a huge, huge mistake. Now, we're also going to be talking about today how Mayor Bloomberg in New York is going to now cut back on alcohol sales. So they're going to start interfering with alcohol companies, alcohol sales, bars. I think they even want to close down some bars. So this, again, it's government kind of coming in. And okay, yes, I get the whole prohibition thing. All right, if nobody sells alcohol, then nobody could drink and drive. Nobody could hurt their liver. All right, I get that. But come on. I mean, it stinks because we only have one life to live, you know, and some of us, we really need a drink. I understand that. And remember, we're still going back and forth between whether alcohol could be healthy or not. But like we'll talk about a little bit later, Mayor Bloomberg wants to be involved. Hostess now in trouble. We also got a lot to talk about, but let's open up the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Also, please follow me on Twitter because then you can get up-to-date medical news, entertainment news, Iranian news. That was an interesting assassination attempt. You guys heard about that. Yeah, that was interesting. But let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Lewis calling from Georgia. Hey, ooh, Georgia. What's going on, Lewis?
Not much. How's it going there?
Not bad. Not bad. I've never been to Georgia. Can't wait to go.
have a little bit of everything down here in Georgia. We have the mountains, we have the seashores, the sand, the beaches, a little bit of it all.
Love it, love it. So what's going on down there? What's your question for me?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a quadriplegic, and I've only been able to get around on a limited basis. I have a question that in reference to the catheters.
Right.
And the standard catheter that's out, the Foley catheter, and then you have the other one is the condom catheter. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah. The condom, it's a lot more comfortable, obviously, because you don't have to have the Foley put in. And the Foley catheter causes a lot of infections. That's the one that goes all the way through the urethra up into the bladder. Unfortunately, you get more infections, but those last longer than the condom catheters.
Precisely. Well, I was talking with a friend of mine here within the last day or so, and he was telling me that he was listening to GCN and had heard of a new type of a catheterization system that works better than the condom cath, which generally leads to breakdowns, you know?
It does. There's a variety of ways that they could do it. I mean, they're still doing the indwelling catheter more often than the condom one, because the condom one, like you said, it breaks. It's just with the indwelling one, you got to attach it to the bag, or you got to attach it to your leg. Sometimes the attachments could be issues. But what I like about the condom catheter is, again, you get less infection. And I'm sorry, why are you a paraplegic? What happened?
I had an I was to make a long story short, we were helping to move to some cattle out on a farm from one field to another. One of the calves got loose and went across one of the fields, and I went out after him, and I was on a four-wheeler.
Well, you know, Lewis, thank you for calling. My recommendation is talk to a urologist about the newest type of catheters out. Give it a try for a few days and see how you like it. All right, Lewis, thank you for calling. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or I think it's 877-362-3254. I can't stand letters. When somebody gives me letters, I sit there and it's so difficult to punch it in. So just give numbers. 1-877-362-3254. But that's for Doc Dahlia. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And again, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your city, call your news talk station or email them. Tell them you want the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hopefully, after enough yelling and griping, they'll bring Dr. Dahlia, which is me, Double D, to your city. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. Oh, I got Donovan. He's so cute. I love Donovan. All right, but I'm not supposed to harass. I'm not supposed to harass the staff. Manager told me no harassing. All right. But I love Donovan. Oh, he's so cuddly. Okay. All right. So North Korea now, all right, in national news, is reportedly punishing those who didn't sufficiently mourn Kim Jong-il. All right. So remember we were watching. It was interesting because I was watching when Kim Jong-il died. Okay. You were wondering if you were going to see people dancing in the streets. All right. And instead, you didn't really see much happen. And I remember I was watching Shep Shepard. Is that his name? Shep Shepard on Fox News? Shepard Smith. That's it. Shepard Smith. And he's like, if anybody has a picture or a video clip of somebody really crying, can you please share it?
And I believe that was him that said that. And then all of a sudden, we saw people wailing. And I mean, you see people on their hands and knees screaming and wailing. All right. And now, you know, we all loved Ronald Reagan, but when he was shot, you know, we were biting our nails and scared. But I mean, we weren't. And of course, thank God he survived. But I mean, we didn't see that much when John F. Kennedy. Yeah, we saw people cry when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. But again, not this falling on the ground, wailing in desperation. So a lot of us around the world like, huh? What's going on? What, really? You know, was this fabricated? Because, I mean, I didn't realize that Kim Jong-il was that lovable, all right? Well, apparently, right now, they say North Korea is going to be handing down at least 6 months in a labor training camp to anybody who didn't participate in the organized gatherings during the mourning period or who did participate but didn't cry and didn't seem genuine. Wow. This is why, thank God, we live in America. And I mean, God bless what we have. I pray for the people suppressed over there in North Korea. But imagine if somebody caught you on tape and you were just kind of looking around going, okay, how am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to smack the ground or am I supposed to rip my clothes? What am I supposed to do? If they caught that, you're busted. You're in a 6 month training camp. Now, whose decision is this? I don't know. I don't know if this is the son, Kim Jong-un. I don't know if this is his aunt or uncle or the family behind him. I don't know. Now, remember, Kim Jong-un is a pew, 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 pew video game kid, right? That's the kid that took over. The only thing we know about him is he likes video games. Pew, 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 pew. I don't know. What's his favorite video game? I don't know if it's Angry Birds. I don't know if it's Call of Duty. I don't know. I mean, from what I understand, authorities, when they decided to make this ruling, I think they actually had to tap him on the shoulder and have him stop. They probably had to wait, of course, you know, otherwise his man would die. You know, wait for him to pause the game, go, huh? And they said, this is what we want to do. And he's like, oh, fine by me, you know, leave me alone. I'm playing my game. Pew, 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 pew. So I got, that's how we're dealing with North Korea. I'm scared. Are you guys scared? Okay. Now, this is kind of fascinating. This was actually, you know what, let me switch gears. We're still on mourning. I don't like talking about sad stuff, but we need to finish this up. We need to finish this up. Okay, a couple other news stories. That Vandersloot guy did admit to murder of the Peruvian woman. He looks like an idiot, this kid. And but it turns out he may only really get 10 years in jail. So for some reason in Peru, they're a lot nicer than they are here, a lot easier going in America. So we'll see what happens with that. But they still haven't, I guess, cracked the case of the Natalie Holloway. My guess is this guy, you know, did it. That's going to be my guess. That's where my money is. But they still haven't gone further with that. They're still dealing with the Peruvian woman that he killed. I mean, the guy, he looks so calm on the video footage. You're watching this. You're watching him walk her to the motel room. I got to tell you, if I had a daughter, I would be just freaking out about, you know, her just meeting somebody at a casino and going off with him. I mean, one, you know, you're freaking out that they could have sex, but two, he could just take her to a room and kill her. I'm just freaked out. And again, a woman could kill men too. I mean, I've already told my boys, you know, if a lady goes, hi, will you come with me to a motel room? Right? I told them, say no. Now my husband's like, wait, what are you teaching them? What? Wait a second. Like, never mind. No. You just don't know. There's too many crazies. Okay? Too many crazies out there. Okay, then let me see. Oh, and then I don't really want to talk about the Casey Anthony case, but I guess mom, Kaylee said she was, Kaylee's the daughter. Mom said she was date raped. Dad did it impregnate her, but she was possibly date raped. And that's what resulted in Kaylee being born. I don't even want to talk about that. I am so sick of the whole case and the mom and then her going on YouTube and she's blonde and she's trying to sensationalize herself. Her daughter's dead. Mourn the fact that you did a poor job as a parent, that we still don't know why you've lost your daughter. And if I were you, I would just go and hide. Society doesn't want to look at you. Society doesn't even want to think about you. But I'm innocent. No, you're not. Okay. Now, let's talk about grief and heart attack. I'm sure you saw the study, which really freaked a lot of people out, where they said if you, let's say, lose a loved one, the risk of you having a heart attack is about 20 times higher that same day. All right. So when you go through the loss of somebody, you are at extremely high risk of a heart attack. They also say within the first week, you could have a 6 times increased risk of having a heart attack that week. And then over the first month, it declines. Now, we witnessed something very similar. Remember that Italian family of four where 3 brothers had a heart attack all on the same day? One had died, and when the other one saw his brother die, he had a heart attack and died. And then the third brother who was visiting the mother in the hospital had a heart attack, and they didn't even want to tell the daughter. The sister didn't even know at the time we were reporting this because she had a heart condition. And they didn't want to tell her because they thought she'd have a heart attack. So, I mean, just we've seen multiple deaths happen with people mourning. Remember when Andy Rooney, CBS Andy Rooney, died and they had his service, his roommate from 40, 50 years ago, or probably even longer than that, went to the service, died of a heart attack. So we see this more often than we want to. And what's significant about a study like this is not because we want to depress you. All right. It's keep in mind when that's exactly what happened when my dad died. I watched my mom like a hawk because I know the stress could have just eaten up her body. She wasn't going to eat. She wasn't going to take care of herself. She wasn't going to take her daily medications. I was worried. You're very vulnerable and the stress really can eat you up. So you need to watch your family members. You need to watch and take care of yourself. You really do. Now, I'm the one in the family whenever somebody dies, and God forbid, it's kind of happened a lot in our family, I'm the one that intellectualizes everything. I immediately get myself so involved in all the logistics. I gotta go get the casket, and I gotta, you know, talk to the funeral home. We gotta bring the body out, and I gotta, make the, you know, arrangements for the funeral and then the after party, and I gotta get the deli plates, you know. So for me, I busy myself with all that because I don't want to grieve. And then, of course, you know, 2 or 3 years later, I'm on air talking about a heart attack. I'm like, oh, my daddy! You know, and so that's not the best way to do it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you have the type of family member that really doesn't want to be held, that wants to isolate themselves, and a lot of us do, you know, I mean, it's interesting. I'm Jewish, and in the Jewish religion, we have a Shiva house. So when you die, people come, not when you die, but if a loved one dies, they come to your house, they bring food, and you have to talk with them and all that. And I remember telling my husband, I'm not going to want that. I don't want all these people in my house. I don't want to clean my house. I don't want people in my house. I don't want to talk to them. I'm going to want to isolate myself. But the problem is isolating yourself is when things can happen to you. So you need to be surrounded by people. I mean, it stinks. I mean, what do you say? Oh, I really, really liked you. If you didn't even know my father, get the hell out of here. Oh, Dahlia, so your father died, huh? Yeah, get out of here. Wait, you're going into my liquor cabinet. Get out of the liquor cabinet. No, go eat the deli plate. Eat the deli plate. Don't touch them. They're going into the good stuff. Corey, they're going into the good stuff. Yeah, I'm going to be at my wit's end. Wit's end. If I have to have any more people at the house when somebody dies, I can't stand it. Like, leave me alone. Don't eat the good stuff. Get out of here. All right. And then there's no toilet paper and somebody has to make a bathroom run. It's ridiculous. But anyway, watch your loved one. Okay, when we come back, Chemo Barbie. Yep, Chemo Barbie. Coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia PhiladelphiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
They're going to be talking about, or we're going to be talking about surgeons and how you want the surgeon, I guess, at the right age. You don't want them too young. You don't want them too old. You want them just right. So we're going to talk about this Goldilocks theory with surgeons and if I even agree with it. All right, so let's now go into Barbie. They have astronaut Barbie. They have bankrupt Barbie. What kind of Barbies do they have? PMS Barbie. Well, it looks like Mattel is kind of getting pressured into a bald chemo Barbie. I guess there is a Facebook page titled Beautiful and Bald Barbie, and they already have about 16,000 fans, and they want to, you know, kind of push Mattel, Inc. to create a bald Barbie in support of children with cancer. Now, you know, take it from a woman who has been absolutely destroyed mentally from the whole Barbie image, thinking I had to, A, as a girl, look like her and then grow up to be her, and would have never happened. So personally, I have ripped the hair off of many of Barbie dolls, but they say, no, that doesn't count. They actually want to create bald Barbie. Now, you know, I think it's a little creepy. Really, chemo Barbie? Does Barbie now have to be the poster child for everything in America? Really, do we have to have a Republican Barbie? Do we have to have a Democratic Barbie? Do we have to have an entitlement Barbie? What kind of, right, illegal alien Barbie? What are they doing here? But you know what, chemo Barbie, I see what they want. You know what I would do? All right, what I would do is instead of mass marketing this, maybe make some that they could give little girls who have had to lose their hair, you know, with chemotherapy and have a bunch of wigs. I could swear there was a Barbie where you put different wigs on her. I could swear. I don't know if they called her chemo Barbie, but, you see, but what they want to do is they want to raise awareness for children with cancer and give this to everybody. And I mean, do we really need a little 3-year-old girls dealing with cancer and, you know, losing the hair and chemotherapy? I mean, do we want that? Or are we trying to raise awareness on little kids with cancer? I mean, I've talked to my children about cancer, but when I do, it freaks them out. They get nightmares. I sure the heck am not going to give them a toy with somebody that's missing a testicle or who had a liver transplant because of pancreatic cancer. I wouldn't be giving them a toy. In fact, they're already trying to push G.I. Joe to have a bald G.I. Joe. And it looks like, I think Mattel does G.I. Joe also. Oh, no, Hasbro. Hasbro does G.I. Joe. They didn't even return the call yet. So, you know, I see it's nice, but my recommendation would be, you know, if you want to make free dolls, you know, for kids that are going through, I mean, honestly, I think any of these kids, you know, going through chemo and going through these, being admitted to these children's hospitals, I think donations should be given as often as you can. Let Mattel come up with dolls. They could play around with the hair, play around with the wigs or whatever, but forcing a mass marketing of bald chemotherapy dolls to the masses, I think is going to force Mattel to go bankrupt. Okay, we're already having enough companies going bankrupt. Hostess went bankrupt. Okay, I don't think we need Mattel to do that just because they want to make a point. There's plenty of ways to make a point. Plenty of ways, but chemo Barbie, that's what they want to do. All right, for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so these breast implants, still, the story's just bouncing around the place. Okay, remember we were dealing with France? France said those PIP implants that had higher risk of rupture and was a crappier silicone. France said, look, all you 30,000 women will take out your implants times 2, 60,000, you're good. England said, no, not enough proof, we're not paying. Then I think Venezuela got involved. Now Dutch women have been told to have the breast implants removed. All right. So the Dutch said, even if there's no rupture, it is advisable to have the prosthesis removed. Okay. So you see, they looks like have money. Whoever has money looks like is saying, okay, and do it. And whoever's really, really, floundering is probably saying no. You know, Greece is in a heck of a lot of trouble. You're hearing people are abandoning their kids in Greece. Right? Saying, I'm looking at this one picture of this little boy just sitting there in the street. And, you know, there's a note supposedly with him saying, you know, sorry, I didn't have a choice. I will not be coming to pick up Anna today because I cannot afford to look after her. Please take good care of her. Sorry. I mean, this is what's going on in Greece. But apparently in Greece, they have such a huge shortage of drug supplies that even aspirin, they don't even have aspirin. Now, from what I understand, what's been kind of fueling this drug shortage is the Greek government mandates what gets charged and sets the prices for the drugs. And they keep the drugs artificially low. So pharmacists are having a hell of a time making ends meet. And it looks like a lot of firms are selling the drugs outside of the country for a decent price. So they could get decent money for these medications. They're selling them outside Greece because the Greece government keeps the price so artificially low that whatever medicines Greece had now is getting shipped out and sold out. So they said right now that aspirin is on short supply. So it's really crazy what's going on over there. We don't even know where Greece stands with the breast implants. They're probably like, don't even ask us. But at least if you're Dutch and you have those PIP implants, I guess the Dutch Plastic Surgery Association says, yep, come on down. Bounce on in here. Okay. Now, there's been some conflicting reports of these PIP implants causing breast cancer. The latest is saying, no, they don't cause breast cancer. All right. If there is a rupture, just the silicone could be an issue, cosmetic deformity. Still not enough proof with rheumatologic diseases and cancer, but still nobody wants their breast implant rupturing. That's not the point. Okay. And I guess if you are walking around with a PIP implant, okay, tell your lover to not be squeezing and honking. By the way, we've talked about that on the show. I think a lot of men really don't know how to handle the breasts. You know, we had to take a very, very huge segment of our radio show explaining how you're really supposed to handle a woman's breast. Okay. And a lot of you, you know, you make the honking sounds, honk, honk, too much squeezing. I mean, bongo drums, just completely inappropriate. And just know that if your lady has these PIP implants, some of your inappropriate, moves, could cause rupture. So just, you know, get it right. If you can, just get it right. Okay. Right. And if not, I'll have to find that archive where it teaches you what you're really supposed to do. Okay. Yeah. There's a way to caress them. Okay. No honking. No honking. All right. So it looks like LA City Council is moving closer to requiring condoms in porns. There is a tentative measure approved 11-1 would be the first of its kind in the nation. Of course, California, of course. All right. Los Angeles City Council has given preliminary approval to a pioneering local government effort to require porn actors to wear condoms during film shoots. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to cross the border now into Nevada, right? You'll see a lot of desert scenes, of course, right? Maybe you'll see Prim in the background, the hotels. Yeah. And so there'll be a lot of these desert sex scenes without the condom, and then they'll finish the movie back in LA. Is that what they're going to do? An ordinance tentatively approved Tuesday would mandate that those seeking permits to film adult movies in the city require the use of condoms on set and impose a fee to cover the cost of the enforcement. I guess a cameraman. The cameraman has to probably wear a condom too. All right. Oh, impose a fee to cover the cost of the enforcement. How are they going to enforce somebody wearing a condom? They're going to walk in there, staple gun? Staple gun. All right. So I guess it's, they said they collected 70,000 signatures, well above the 41,000 needed. And I think this is hitting the November ballot, if I'm correct. You know what? I don't. Yes, of course, wear condoms. Come on. I'm surprised this is even an issue. There's people, there's porn stars giving other people AIDS out there. Come on. All right, when we come back, what age should your surgeon be? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. All right, so a study came out today discussing surgeons and their ages and who makes more mistakes than others. And they said you want to get the surgeon that's aged just right. You don't want them too young and new. You don't want them too old. And they say the best age for your surgeon should be between 35 and 50. And they say surgeons age 35 to 50 provide the safest care for your patients. Now, whether you believe it or not is up to you. I think it's a bunch of baloney, but here's, okay. So this is where they came up with this. They analyzed data from 3,500 thyroidectomies, where you remove the thyroid, by 28 surgeons at 5 French hospitals. French? Okay, well, don't the French drink? Okay, the average age of the surgeons was 41, and they had an average of 10 years experience. Then they looked at the rates of two major complications that happened 48 hours and at least 6 months after the surgery. Laryngeal nerve palsy, where you cut a nerve during the thyroidectomy, where you get hoarseness. Hypoparathyroidism, where the parathyroid glands behind the thyroid get damaged, etc. You get low calcium levels. And the results show that patients had a higher risk of permanent complications when their procedure was performed by an inexperienced surgeon or those with 20 or more years of experience. They say surgeons aged 35 to 50 with 5 to 20 years of experience had better outcomes than those who were younger and those who were older. Other unknown or unexamined factors may explain part of the variation, they said. However, their findings suggest that surgeons' performance can vary over the course of a career and that surgeons cannot achieve or maintain optimal performance. Okay, I think this is a stupid study, very stupid study. Okay, they only looked at what, 28 surgeons? That's it, all right? And they were French. Okay. The French do. They like their wine, right? Usually French drink, okay? America, though, American surgeons, I don't think we drink as much in other countries. Maybe we should, but we don't. All right, here's the thing. This has been an, age-old dilemma. Do you pick a young doctor who's fresh, or do you pick an older doctor that's seasoned? And I'm going to tell you, it really depends. Okay, the newer doctors, when I was a newer doctor, I was very humble. And I'm like, look, I'm sorry, I've only been doing this for, 2.5 weeks. I'm scared to death. And, I was just very humbled, and I knew where my limitations were. However, when you're newer, you come out of residency, you come out of training, and you are really on top of things. I mean, if I had to do surgery now, after not having done surgery for a while. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I was in the ER, when I did ER in my 20s, when I was a resident, I was sharp, I was energetic, I was precise. So I think there's an argument, being young, you do extremely well. However, what a lot of the young punks have coming out, and I was a young punk too, is we don't have that intuition. We don't have that something's not right. I'm not going to go by the book on this one. There's something not right, and I'm just going to keep hunting for what's wrong. You get that a lot with your older physicians. You're more experienced. You're more seasoned ones. And then I think your very old ones who are now looking at Obamacare and what's happened with Medicare, and they're like, to heck with everybody. There are varying degrees. But, would I pick a surgeon who's in their prime, and when would that prime be? It all depends. Because, remember, they're doing surgery differently now than they did when I was in training. They were just starting to do the laparoscopy where you use cameras. I mean, my first gallbladder removal and appendix removal was taking it out the old-fashioned way. Now they're doing cameras. They're doing all these new things. So in essence, you're always new. You're always going through training. All right. So my recommendation is if you don't like what one doctor says or their opinion, you get a second opinion and get a second opinion from somebody who may be a little bit more polarized than the other one. Right. If your young new doctor says, I think you should do this, have a robotic prostatectomy, then maybe go and see an older doctor and get the second opinion. But I think there is so much talent that you get from either end of the spectrum that I really couldn't put my finger on it. So should we just go middle of the road? Well, no, because, your average 40-year-old doctor eventually turns 50 anyway. I mean, all the docs I know who were in their 20s are now in their 30s and, 30s and the 40s, and the surgeons who I knew 15 years ago that were awesome are still awesome, even if they're older than 50. So, I want you really to take this study with a grain of salt. They only looked at 28 surgeons. That's it. They didn't look at America surgeons. They didn't look at, complications happen. Complications happen to the best of us. I've seen older people mess up. I've seen younger people mess up. So just going, we'll look at the complications. That's not fair. It's not looking at it, as objectively as you can. So, just keep in mind it was a very, very small study. I'm not a huge fan of this study. But, you know, true, you don't want a surgeon that has a Parkinsonian tremor. You know, if your surgeon is 95 years old and he's shaking the scalpel, probably a bad choice. But, you know, most of these surgeons, I mean, I would rather have a surgeon who's been doing that for 30 years cut on me than, you know, somebody who's only been doing it for 5. Absolutely. And, you know, even some of the old-fashioned way was still, you know, pretty good. Maybe the reason why there's a lot of complications. Well, again, they only looked at head and neck complications. They didn't look at hysterectomy. They didn't look at gallbladder. They didn't look at that. So, and keep in mind, we've talked about surgical complications. Sometimes it's the wrong place, you know, at the wrong time with the wrong bacteria that decides to land on you, or the vessel decides to burst, or a suture decides to bust. You know, sometimes it's not all human error. There's flukes that happen. Now, if they came up with a study such as this, where they examined 1,000 surgeons, and surgeons, let's say 80 years old on up, kept leaving clamps in the body, kept leaving, okay, that's a big study. It's 1,000 people or whatever. But they're looking at complications of surgeries, which already have a statistical incidence anyway. This is going to give people the wrong idea, and they're not going to go to their young surgeon or their older surgeon. And you know, I'm open about my age. I'm 40. Everybody knows that. We celebrated it. Yay, happy birthday to me. All right, we all know. But most doctors aren't going to tell you their age. No way. So how do you find out? How do you know? Okay. Well, this is an interesting story. There's a woman who says she lost her virginity twice. Now, how could she lose her virginity twice? Easy. She has two vaginas. So there's a 27-year-old woman. She says anybody that wants to see, she'll show. Hazel Jones, she said suffered from terrible cramps. Her period seemed to be kind of twice the size of a regular period. And it turned out that when finally somebody looked at her, they found that she had two uteruses, two uteri, two cervixes, and two vaginas. It's a million in one condition called uterus didelphys. All right? And she could technically get pregnant twice. She could technically have two babies in two separate wombs. Sex is a little uncomfortable. Periods aren't very fun. She goes through a box of tampons faster than I do. But she's a happy girl. She's a happy girl. Yeah, I made the mistake of putting this on Facebook, and of course a lot of inappropriate comments. But it happens, you know, when you're developing, and the uterus is being, you know, the womb, it usually starts with two tubes as the womb is developing, and then they fuse. That's why it looks identical. The septum breaks down and forms one uterus. Well, in 1 in 3,000 cases, the septum stays within the uterus, but that's a septated uterus. This is actually two uteri, and then I guess two vaginal tracts. So, you know, we declined looking at it. We're like, no, thank you. But it happens. So just, you know, if something doesn't seem right down there, you know, take a mirror. And if you don't know, go to a doctor, get checked. You know, that's why, if I could say this really quickly, whenever my moms bring their daughters in saying her periods are heavy, throw on birth control. And I'm like, well, you know, can we examine them? No, no, no. She doesn't want to examine. She doesn't want a pap smear. She's not having sex. Just give her birth control. I usually say, you know what? Have the gynecologist give you birth control. I don't like the idea of a girl having issues with her periods and nobody looking. Because even though there's this 1 in a million chance, there could be something wrong anatomy-wise. Just because your period's heavy doesn't mean you just get thrown on the pill. Have somebody take a peek at you. All right, guys, great, great show. I'm going to pee all this talk on uteruses. And when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You all be safe if this is your final stop. And for the rest of you, stay on board for another hour.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.